work a man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey? The game is cold, but
it's crazy. What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Gang, and welcome to Pass the Gravy, episode number, I think, 113, I believe. I do believe it is episode 113. That's the 13th episode since the 100th episode, I believe, if my math serves me correctly. And, you know, Chris is not here today. Chris is not here with me. Sometimes scheduling does not work out. Sometimes scheduling does not work out at the last minute, and you can't do a podcast with your pal. So, I was like, I mean, the fans, the people, the listeners, the readers of Pass the Gravy, what are they gonna expect on Wednesday? Like, they're gonna expect a podcast, and I can't just not give them what they need. So, Jessica and I wrangled up some guests, and by guests, I mean, I also tried to get my girlfriend to do the podcast with me, and she was like, no, I'm too shy, I don't want to do it. So then I was like, well, hey, do you want to drink some wine? And so she drank some wine, and then I was like, hey, do you want to record a podcast? And now she's here.
Hi, I'm Emma, and I like wine.
She's not drunk, though, but like, it just took her a glass of wine and
I'm shy.
A glass and a half of wine to get up on the mic, I guess.
Yeah. Just spell me out.
She's a little shy. She's shy.
I'm so
it's
shy.
It's okay. It's okay. So,
Emma's gonna really good podcast.
Emma's gonna fill in for Chris today.
Yeah,
you got some, I guess, regular size shoes to fill.
Regular size. Probably a little bigger because you know,
is it
yeah.
He's, well, he's black.
A little, yeah.
Just very racist.
Just, no, it's not.
Very racist.
You know, yeah, it is.
Chris
it
broke
is.
The
it
color
is.
Barrier on this show.
Sort of halfway.
Halfway broke the. Oh yeah, I guess
halfway. He's, you can only count a half.
Hey,
I'm sorry, Chris.
I count him black. I count it.
Yeah. It counts for so, you. It gives you bonus points.
So, I mean, I don't know if any of you guys know this, but I guess you've listened. If you've listened before, Emma's been on it a few times.
Yeah, sometimes I come home from work and things are happening here at my kitchen table.
You mean studio.
I mean studio. I come into the studio because it's also adjacent to our apartment. The studio is amazing.
It's, you know, we have the headquarters is actually located in my apartment,
HQ.
But it's like it's totally separate thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's definitely not our kitchen table
no.
that we're sitting on.
No,
at all.
No way. Not at all.
But so Jessica, I understand. What? What was that groan?
Just Jessica.
You don't like. You're not a fan of Jessica.
I'm not a fan of Jessica.
You know, to tell you the truth, I haven't met too many people that are.
Yeah.
She's apparently
just the worst.
Are you even recording what we're doing now? It's like every time you fucking...
Jeez, yeah, you got to call her out before she even does anything. Come
like
on,
you've
Jessica.
Gotten some of the transcripts before. And
yeah.
It's piss poor.
And
piss
she's,
poor
I mean, she's really bad
writing.
At laundry, right? She's just always she's, shrinking our clothes.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to get her to do laundry, and now it's, like now we're going to have
I mean,
to find
we
somebody
have
else to
use
do
her
the
for
laundry.
Something because, good God, her salary.
Look, I don't know what came over me. We went out for drinks. I may or may not have guaranteed her $65,000 a year to transcribe. But you'd think. You pay somebody $65,000 a year.
And she would do a little more
You'd think
more
she'd
work.
Fucking type
yeah.
down what we're
and
saying.
Be a little more appreciative.
She's ridiculous. But Jessica, who was it that you got to also do the podcast with? You said you got me a guest.
I tried to get a book for Matthew McConaughey's book.
Fucking damn it! I wanted Matthew McConaughey. I thought
Me too.
Lincoln would probably jump on as a sponsor if we got Maddie Mac.
Oh, yeah, we could both get Lincoln.
It's okay, so not him.
Paul McCartney was very busy.
He was also high up on my list. Who else?
I got Little Wayne.
Oh.
Little Wayne.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. Oh, hi.
What's up, Mr. Lil Wayne? How you guys doing?
Doing swell.
I'm just hanging out on my favorite podcast.
Yeah, it is.
Pass the Gravy fucking best. What's up? I'm the black guy today.
Oh.
Ooh, Emma, your title is taken.
Yikes. That's, ooh.
Well, hey, hey, Wheezy, please do not, smoke in here. This is a studio. We'd like to keep everything nice.
Please.
Sorry about that. I just didn't.
Come on. You're getting really close to your dreadlocks.
He's going to set that hair on fire for sure. For sure.
For sure.
I think this is the first podcast we've ever done with wine.
Really?
Because we opened a glass of wine, and now it's the wine and cheese hour.
I mean, Lil Wayne wanted some rosé.
Pass the wine and cheese. I'm drinking that cognac.
No, you're not. Jessica is robbing us blind.
Wheezy, I told you we cannot smoke in here. Please put that out immediately. You're going to ruin the microphones.
Sorry about that, man.
This is ridiculous.
The dog doesn't approve.
Are you, yeah, she is not a fan of smoke.
Mm-mm.
I'll tell you one thing. She hates Mm-mm. smoke. There's two things she hates, smoke and squirrels.
And squirrels.
She fucking hates squirrels. Fifi would not be on the podcast today because... She cannot speak.
She also cannot sit in chairs.
She cannot sit in chairs also.
That are not comfortable and cushioned and
or
made
couches.
Of leather. Yes, you are correct. Or have pillows or have anything that we do not want her to sit on.
Mostly. If you don't want her to sit on it, she will find a way.
She will find a way.
She will find a way. And she's too gosh damn cute to say no to. You know what I'm saying?
No, Lil Wayne knows.
Yeah, man.
He
Wheezy, stop, man.
For real.
Dude. You know who I'm going to stick on him if, I mean, and you know who I'm going to tell about him?
Who?
If he's smoking, he's smoking marijuana.
Oh.
And you know who fucking hates marijuana?
Oh, no.
Who say anybody is smoking marijuana?
Shakira.
That is the devil's drug. It's the devil's drug. Oh, my Emma. What are you doing? You're supposed to be the female figurehead. Here and try and stop this illegal drug
use. I can't
use.
Compete with you, Nancy. I can't compete with you.
Oh my God! You know, the next thing you're going to see raping going on up in this studio. What the hell?
You're jumping to conclusions, Nancy.
She
now
is.
You're
she
wrong.
Really
now you're wrong.
Settle down, Grace. Settle down.
You're on a last name basis.
I mean, do you have children?
That has nothing to do with what we are discussing
a little bit.
Right now, Nancy.
With children.
BS.
I mean, no, you're BS. You're a bunch of BS. I am not!
BS.
She's fucking shut up, Nancy. So, Emma, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. This podcast gets a bit hectic.
It does.
I mean, I know you were questioning why there were six microphones.
Yeah.
At one point.
Everyone's in on
and
this.
And now. They're all here. They're
I've
all here.
I've never heard an episode.
You've never heard it.
I've never heard an episode.
You've been dating for 5 years. This podcast is going on 2+ years, and you've not listened to one.
No,
you've been on. You've been on them, and you have not listened to
mostly
one.
Mostly just as a passerby.
But you didn't go back to just be like, "What? How did I sound?"
No. Well,
good to know. I've got some support.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Love ya.
It's good to know I've got a great support chain. Well, Emma, if you're new to this, then.
My bad, whore.
Oh, that's a little drop we do when when one of the women gets sassy around here.
One of the
women.
You do have lots of women.
You got three women in here right now. It's out. I mean, it's me and Wayne.
Lillian Wayne. Though.
That is actually my full name is Lillian Wayne,
long,
and I was just
hair.
Like, I'm gonna go by Lil Wayne because that sounds funnier. So I'm gonna go Lil Wayne.
Lillian, are you named after your grandmother?
Yeah.
Stop! Oh my God, I smell it again! Is that Wheezy?
Oops, I smell it again!
Oops, I smell it again! You played with my nose! Got lost
in the weeds!
In my rage!
Lil Wayne!
Oh, Wheezy! What if that's all I did? Just try to make Britney Spears songs out of Nancy Grace yelling?
That could be something.
I don't think anybody
that
would
could be a
to
whole
it.
YouTube series.
Maybe like a 30-second video.
Yeah,
each.
Definitely. But you
that's
like
the max.
You walking up to some. That's we need to brainstorm more on that.
We're
one.
Gonna. Yeah, it's got
that's,
some
that's
more.
A thought. That is a thought.
It's got some more work. But so I mean, I guess you haven't listened to the podcast
no,
in the
never.
2+ years.
Never.
But,
ever.
We do a segment every week, or lately we've done a segment. It's called Where You Been, where we kind of talk about what we've done since we last podcasted. I guess you haven't podcasted officially as a co-host.
No.
But
So I've been everywhere, man.
We're gonna play that game. We're within the last week or so. So hold on a second. Welcome the Ladalettes again.
Oh God! You guys wanna... Look at all these people here.
I know, you would have never thought. They're very They're very good at blending in. Yeah. It's almost like you don't even recognize
them. They don't even clean up after themselves.
Six people here. Well, that's Nancy. She's a pig. She's a pig.
Literally.
Don't you call me a pig! I heard that. I heard that, you son of a bitch.
BS.
Nancy, sit down.
All right, here we go.
Hey, you, where you been?
Where you been? Where you been? Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you gone?
Where you gone?
Since
been
where you been?
Where you been?
You're a hell of a band.
You're so cute. What? That whole thing was cute. I could just see you dancing to it. He didn't, but I could see it.
She could see it. She was sensing it.
He's a dancer.
You're way nicer to me than Chris is, yeah. I feel like, in the party. Like, hey, you're so cute when you do that. I guess it'd be a little bit weirder if Chris was doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, totally. I don't think I'd like it. Like, well, you know,
Alex,
I wouldn't know.
You're so cute.
You're so cute.
You're so cute and you do that, Alex.
Alex.
That's what Chris sounds like.
Yeah, he does.
Oh,
he does. Exactly that.
I'm Chris and I talk like this.
I'm Chris and politics and early mornings and beer.
Ted Cruz.
So where have you been?
Well,
I don't know because I don't live with you.
You do. You do, in fact, live with me. You just forgot that? She's been with me.
God, I forgot you were here. Oh, jeez, Lil Wayne.
How many times, man? Bro,
this is
settle down. Like, I know you do that in every song. We're not making a mixtape.
Oh, jeez.
Not yet. Anymore.
Maybe we
work
should,
on that.
Though. Yeah,
we're
That's
actually
a thought. Also,
well, it's
a
in
thought.
The works.
I'll write
it's
that
in
down.
The work. Jessica, mm-hmm. You are you typing this down?
Of course she's not. Now she is because we're calling her out.
Mike, what are you even doing? Put your phone down.
Come on,
put your phone down. Quit fucking around.
Lettuce.
She's just eating lettuce like a rabbit.
All she does is
what are you doing?
Eat lettuce and drink big glasses of water.
I'm trying to act like she's healthier than everybody
else. Yeah, with lemon. Jeez, we always have to cut up so many lemons for you, Jessica. Do it yourself.
All right, so anyways, I was, I guess it's been St. Patrick's Day since we last podcasted.
Yeah.
And,
oh, you had an eventful St. Patrick's Day.
I had to, my job.
Your job.
The old J-O-B.
Your job.
The jorb, as the kids would say.
Yeah, the kids.
Well, yeah, they say that all the time, man.
You wouldn't know. You're not a kid.
I got a job. I'm a rapper.
You've got
kids. I got a few kids with a few baby moms. It's cool, though.
That's all right, though. Yeah. You're just living life. Look at you.
I'm just doing me, though.
Lil Wayne. Okay, but you can't
Stop!
Follow me, so come
Bro,
on.
You're ruining
come on!
The equipment.
The equipment.
The equipment.
The equipment.
I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on.
Hundreds.
All right, so the show that I work on, the morning show I work on, does a broadcast.
Did we not name it?
The Rod Ryan Show
okay.
on 94.5 The Buzz in Houston.
I didn't know if there was... Yeah, Houston. And not, because you're...
I give credit to Rod Ryan Show, because without Rod Ryan Show, we probably wouldn't have as many listeners to Pass the Gravy as
we
do.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No, I'd like to thank the opposite.
Carry over listeners.
Yeah, but you're just great enough. You're great enough.
I like to look at facts.
Yeah. Let's not. Keep going.
So we broadcasted from a bar. We only do one live show, like, outside of the studio a year, and we did it
this
on St. Patty's Day, and I thought it went over pretty well, and then I got pretty drunk, and I will tell you, waking up at 3:30 in the morning, I think I came home, and you were kind of piecing together the next day. That's how you know it was fun, usually, when you're like, oh, and then I did what? No way!
Oh, yeah, I love to be the filler-inner.
You're very good at that, but you were.
Why is my back hurt? Oh, you fell over.
Yeah, so like it felt like I was in a car wreck almost. Like I was like,
"Was that bad?"
No, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, good.
But I was like, "Why am I so banged up?" And I guess I came home, and apparently you said I laid on the floor.
You laid on the floor, which confused me because sometimes you wear sandals in the kitchen just because you don't like the feel of all the grime and the dirt. We have wood floors, and sometimes we don't clean them because we're young. But you laid on the floor.
So set the red
We may as well. So you laid on the floor right next to the hot oven. I don't know if you knew it was hot, but I was making nachos.
Didn't.
I was making you really good nachos.
In the oven?
Yeah.
I never
made
nachos
because,
in the oven.
Yeah, I knew you needed good food, and you needed more than microwaved food. And oven really is the way to go. So I was heating up the oven. I had the nachos in there. They had chicken. They had black beans. They had cheese. They had his favorite. He loves the tortilla chips. And then I pulled out some, hot sauce, and he ate like four nachos, but I still did it for him. But keep going. You laid down. Well, I guess I'll keep going because you probably don't remember.
Yeah, so like I was at the bar, drink. Like, obviously, I was not drunk during the show, yeah, but afterwards.
You almost been there for 12 hours.
I had been there for about 12 hours, including the time that I was working, and I was drinking for a good portion of it after our show was over. So then I got an oobs home.
An oobs.
I Ubered home.
I love the way you shorten words.
Oobs, yeah.
Also, people, remember that. That's very cute. Keep going, though.
Guys, just remember how cute I am. That's what I like about you. You just like, everybody, he's so cute.
Those are one of my favorite things about Alex. Like he shortens words. He combines words.
He's a real dick, but I like that he says he shortens words.
He makes me laugh.
He does a few other things that sometimes I don't hate him entirely.
He forgets dates and forgets my birthday. Just kidding. But he does funny things. So you laid on the floor.
Yeah, so I was pretty boozed up when I got home. So I...
And you laid on the floor. You kept telling me about this one story about you were doing the gallon challenge. Is that where you drank a gallon of green milk?
We had people that had green milk and they were supposed to drink a whole gallon.
That's hard.
Without
that
throwing
will
up.
Probably kill you.
And then if you finished it, you had to hold it in for 10 minutes without throwing up. And so a guy did it, though.
You kept referring to the story about the green milk and the one girl who was throwing up but making eye contact with one guy.
She was. She was trying to intimidate everybody.
I think that blew
it
your mind.
It did. She was like, it was like watching
about
The Exorcist.
Three or four times.
I'm bad at that. When I get drunk, I just repeat stories.
The good ones, though. That was a good one.
I have, like, a highlight reel.
That made me laugh. Like. I could picture it in my mind. The way you described it was awesome. I hope we did it justice.
In radio, I'm always finding best of bits. Like, that's part of my job. Yeah. It's always like, this was the highlight of what we talked about today. This was the highlight. And I feel like when I'm drunk, I guess I must just go in that mode. What's a good topic to talk about? What's a good topic? There we go. This hits.
Yeah, I knew
this
you
hits.
Had
I'm
going to
say
day.
It 30 times.
I knew I was going to get flooded with stories, but you were a little drunk, so... It was,
and I'm a horrible storyteller when I'm drunk.
Oh, yeah, when you're drunk. So you lay there, and then you just kept talking, and I thought, he should not. We'll put him on the couch. Let's put him on the couch. I could still hear him from the kitchen if he's in the couch, because I'm a woman, right? I'm in the kitchen. I'm making a really straight face because I hate that joke.
No, you seemed accurate.
I tried to beat you to it so you wouldn't.
No.
Anyway.
Oh, wait. No. Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just saying, like, that's where you guys go, right?
Yeah. Well, I took care of you, so.
No, you did. Which is but because of the fact that you're in the kitchen, I think.
And you came in there. Anyway, I picked him up, and our kitchen is kind of, how would you describe it? Like, elongated?
I would say it's very kitcheny.
It's pretty narrow. It's just got one small, like, we're in an apartment, right? So we're small. So I was trying to pick him up, but then he started to lean towards
the counter on either side of the kitchen.
Yeah,
it's very
small. Not a lot of counter space. Anyway, I tried to lean towards, I picked him up, and he was leaning towards the oven. And it's kind of sharp because it's got the handle, right? So I tried to sway him to the other way, but he had already hit the side and went, ow. So then I was like, okay, let's move you. And then, you know, drunk Alex just moved too far. So then he hit, we've got, I don't even know how to describe it, an upper counter, like the countertop. And then the upper.
So you got the counter with the sink on it.
Yeah.
And then you got the counter that you can set like the paper
towel
holder.
Like a bar
holder.
Top. But like we don't use it as a bar because it's too tiny-ish.
Paper
but anyway,
towel holder, we got
he ran
trophies
aside into that
it.
Because he overcompensated his movement. So he ran into that. And then he gave me like the biggest doe eyes I've ever seen. And he went, ow! And then he totally let go of me. And then it was like he fell into the abyss. And he fell. He started to walk backwards. And then against the wall is kind of like a microwave. So he ran into the microwave, busted that. And then he ran into the wall. And we have a painting on the back wall. And I think he jabbed his back right on the corner. And he looked at me with the sweetest eyes and said, that was the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And so I scooped him up and I said, let's go to the couch. And I put him down. And do you remember after that?
You made me sound like such a drunk little girl.
Well, you just had giraffe legs.
That is
no,
the
you didn't
thing.
Cry. You didn't cry. You just looked like
this
so
ever
surprised.
Happened.
It just happened so fast. Everyone's had that moment where you're a little too drunk. You can't help it. And I was being nice. The worst thing is when you're too drunk and someone is mean to you because you said, I didn't do this on purpose. This just happened. I just got too drunk. Unless, like, someone was out to say, like, I'm getting blackout. You probably weren't blackout. You just...
I know. I was severely intoxicated.
Yeah. And I was just trying to help you. I was making you food. I had brought you water. I don't know
if you remember that.
I set out water. I set out milk thistle. I set out
a leave.
Yeah,
because
I knew you were going to have a headache. And
you were a boss about that. Like, I just remember being, like... Being very intoxicated.
And
like,
it was only Thursday.
Really,
if it were Friday, not so much.
Her getting Alex sober game is really on fleek right now, as the kids would say.
Yeah, your job is really important to you, and so I needed
you
to be refreshed. But then you laid on the couch and you passed out, and I didn't really do much after that.
We watched OJ. We watched the OJ show.
Yeah, you made me watch it for the third time.
OJ three times. The most recent OJ Simpson episode. It's a fantastic show. Finished the book yesterday. I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm proud of you. I want to read it before you return.
You can't. I think I'm going to read the If I Did It.
Yeah. Do that.
The one that he wrote.
Because I'd like to read that too.
Yeah.
Because that guy, I mean.
We're pretty obsessed. I mean, I'm glad that, like, because Chris isn't obsessed with it as I am.
Does Chris think he did it?
Yeah, I think everybody thinks he does it now. Like, they didn't back then, but yeah. I feel like there's no way. And, like, just reading all this shit, it's like, bro, you had no alibi. There was no alibi of, like, well, no, I had this accounted for my time there. It's like, no, you did it.
I don't want to get totally into it, but I always think of it as my if I were alive then and, like, probably this age, if I, like, I compare it to what I felt like when Bruce turned to Caitlin, like when that was a real thing, because there were rumors, there was like speculation, and I just thought, I mean, good for her for doing her thing, but I just thought there's no way, because that person is an Olympian, and that person embraced that kind of physical attributes. He was a decathlete. He had to do 10 events, and he didn't, like, he wasn't girly at all.
But think about it, like, chicks always want to work out all the time.
No.
So they're, like, always in great shape.
No, we always want to eat pizza and we always want to eat chocolate. We only work out because we compare ourselves to each other.
Of Instagram.
And then we think that, yeah, definitely Instagram.
He was, like, into the workout fad before Instagram was.
No, I just, I think he, I mean, now that we look back on it, she was.
Refer to it as or him, or her, as.
When he loves Bruce.
Guys,
yeah, it's confusing.
This is why I'm so confused, and then we're going to get in trouble for it.
Asterisk. We're all just learning new things right now. It's all brand new to us.
Don't fucking judge me.
And so, yeah, it's hard to, I mean, we have to be understanding of them, but they also have to be understanding of us trying to accept it and understand and trying to get things right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But anyway, the kind of shock it came, like, what? Woman? Okay, yeah. But that was probably the same way when they were like, oh, murder? You know?
I mean, yeah,
it's a totally different thing, but it's kind of the same shock where you're like, what? That guy? That person? I don't want to say the guy, but you know what I mean? Oj. But
the juice? The
same. I was just thinking that. It's the same kind of like, whoa, I didn't expect that.
Hey,
but like, murder is probably more serious.
Lil Wayne, do you think he did it? Nah, bruh. Not guilty. He's not guilty, motherfucker.
Of course.
Free OJ.
Lil Wayne, stop.
Yo, Lula, baby.
Lillian.
He's just...
Stop with the
okay,
lighter.
Okay, so back to where we were. Where you were. Where you been? I gotta probably
so
get my
segment
right.
So you only got to St. Patty's. You
only
got to
St. Patty's. So you took good care of me.
I took good care of
me. Made it to work okay on Friday. You're a real winner.
Yeah.
You're a real winner. She's a peach,
real
kids.
Keepa. That's what I do.
They're going to be like, and you just were just all over your girlfriend on the podcast. And I was just like, shut up, Alex.
Worst episode ever.
It's not the worst episode
Now you have
ever.
To call it that. Because I said it. Not, there it is.
Because
there it is.
Boom, there's the name.
I wonder if people do that for you.
That might be. I
guess I
hope
so,
if they know what the episode name is.
I don't know if you guys know this about Alex, but every time he watches a TV show or a show or a movie, he always waits for them to say
it's
from
Family Guy. There's
a Family Guy
episode where he's like, there it is. I always like it when they say the name of the show.
Well, I think everyone kind of gets excited.
And then like, in that one, he's like, well, I'm a real Family Guy.
Oh, man. Well, then never mind.
But still.
I've taken away.
Still, though, it's really caught on.
Made you seem
now the jig's
a
up.
Poser and... Yeah.
He's a fake.
Not,
I don't love
you're
him
not
anymore.
As funny as I thought you were. Get out of my apartment.
So, besides St. Patrick's Day, it was also the start of March Madness.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was.
March Madness.
You didn't even let me fill out a bracket.
I did. I usually do. And you always pick Duke and you always lose. But.
I love to pick Duke. Duke!
Duke! Oh, my God! I was actually, I don't know
it's
if you know this, but Duke is in the tournament. And I believe. The stats from this weekend was the
fact. Yeah, tell me about the athletic stats.
Duke,
I would like to hear more about.
I don't
about.
Mean the athletic stats.
What? But
I mean the rape stats.
Nessie, just
come
because
on, we're
Duke,
we're,
like
come
because
on,
you're
just
a little
that thing
sour.
Happened at one time that thing sort of kind of
that
happened.
Didn't happen, but you said did happen, and then you got a guest
and
to
you
come,
also
a guest
had to
host
apologize,
to fill in.
I believe.
Well, you didn't even come into work that day. You had a
come
guest host
on,
take the
Nance.
Guys talking.
Nance.
You know, whatevs. But no, the stat Duke's in the Sweet 16 right now.
Really?
And
I picked
them over North Carolina in one of my brackets. I have three brackets, and one
you
of them
should have more than three.
Well, I have three, and one of them I have North Carolina over Duke because I was just a sucker and picked all like
yeah.
Teams
I like
I knew.
To sometimes base it off of that show One Tree Hill. Because,
One Tree Hill.
Yeah, because
Explain.
Nathan, they're brothers. I don't know if you know the concept of the show. I can't really get into it right now, but it's sort of like half brothers competitiveness. They play basketball, and one's destined for Duke University, and one is destined for you.
Why? Why is he destined for Duke University? What is he, a rapist?
No, he.
Nancy, they didn't even rape
He's a
anybody.
Great basketball player, Nancy, and that's not all what they're known for. Okay.
Why hasn't he been brought back home for a date with Lady Justice?
They tried to do that, and they didn't do anything.
I was wondering
they
where that was going to go.
Didn't do anything.
Yeah, Nancy. Anyway, so...
I'm sorry.
I also think that University of North Carolina is you, the other one, the rival?
Yes, the Tar Heels.
I always think of them as not as such a good basketball team because Lucas, who has a heart condition called HCM, he mm-hmm. had to stop playing basketball for a little bit. Then he got on medication because he had... Long story, he's got a troubled past. So he got medication, and they let him play 15 minutes a game. But he turns out he wants to go to the other school, not Duke.
Dog, you ain't going to play 15 minutes
a game at
UNC.
He wants to study literature. And the way he says it in the show is like he's never said literature before because he's Chad Michael Murray, and he goes by three names, and he's probably never used the word literature before.
Mm-hmm.
We always make, me and my sister, we watch that show like crazy, and we make a joke about that. Anyway. So I like to pick Duke because Nathan liked Duke.
Okay. So Emma usually picks Duke. And I picked Michigan State in one bracket.
You do like Michigan. I should have probably
I do like Michigan,
no, you
but
like,
I picked,
not
I picked
Michigan,
Michigan
State.
State.
See, I don't know anything.
But Michigan State got knocked out in the first round,
yeah,
so that fucked up
I laughed at you
a bunch of brackets,
that.
Including most of mine. Or all of mine. But then I have Kansas winning another one, and I have
Kansas.
Duke winning the other. So I got two teams that are still alive.
Well, I'm proud of you.
And
you're
yeah.
really good at sports.
I mean,
picking sports. Well, you're probably good at sports.
Not so great at like college basketball,
you
but that's kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah. It's not, you know, major.
There were a bunch of good games though this weekend. Yeah, you were home. You went home to go see your family this weekend, so it was just me
well, I'm glad
and
I
the
didn't
boys.
Have to watch all the basketball.
Yeah, me and Cole.
I like basketball. I played for 9 years, but oh, yeah. I like to play it more than I like to watch it.
Me and Cole and Chris were just hanging out.
Cole,
not so much.
You guys all know Cole and Chris. How fun.
Yeah, right? So much. Yeah, you're like
Wait,
joining
Cole,
everybody
Cole
else.
Cole watched basketball?
Yeah, it wasn't really his idea, of but course. He was here. We watched basketball. Yeah. And he was like, this is so stupid. Should we be watching movies?
Oh, yeah. Well.
I'm just kidding. That's not what he said.
He probably
like,
did that.
He was
probably
just
thinking
like,
it.
I'm
bet
here.
You he was thinking it.
He's not. We watched soccer for a little bit when he got over the other day. He kept calling it football. We're like, that's not what we call it.
Oh,
we call it soccer.
Cole.
Oh, well, that's what other people call it. Everybody else calls it football. I was like, yeah, but we're in America. And it's
but
not,
we're here.
It's not
is,
football
is,
here.
This is the thing.
Our football is real football. Everybody else in the world, no.
Well, I mean, technically
soccer.
Football is you play with your feet.
I get it.
It
makes
it.
Way
yeah,
more
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
But we're
We
Americans.
Just won't get into it.
We're
Americans.
Fucking American.
We do
you're
what
gonna
we
abide.
Want. We do what we want.
Land of the free, home of the brave. It's on this site.
Home of the brave.
Greatest goddamn country in the fucking world.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Yeah, I think so too.
Amen.
I've never been to any others. I'm biased.
So we were watching.
I'm sure
a bunch
I believe
of,
it.
We were watching a bunch of that. Like Texas lost in the first round on a half court shot.
Some of that stuff makes me kind of happy.
And then Iowa beat him. My school's rival, Sam Houston State's rival,
oh,
Stephen F. Austin, upset West Virginia.
Yeah.
Who I had going to the Final Four and won all the brackets, and I was
That's
just
even
like,
worse.
"Come on,
that's even worse."
But then they got. Beaten by Notre Dame as a last second
Good.
Tip in. So
I think I like Notre Dame too.
I was pretty stoked about that. The Fighting Irish. I just hated SFA because they're the Lumberjacks, and one of their guys was just this white guy with this big beard, and you could tell he was like,
I'm
the
Lumberjack, so I could have a beard. Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, fuck that guy. So they lost like they should have. I don't hate SFA. I just dislike them.
What? No.
Well, I mean, like,
you have to hate them.
And like,
I'm shocked.
Like, I hate teams. There's teams I hate. The Dallas Cowboys
and
the Philadelphia
Eagles.
I know you do.
I know you do.
Oh, really? You do?
Yeah,
I do.
Idea. Yeah, every one of them should have cancer, according to you.
Only when I'm really angry.
Yeah.
Well, and I always take it back.
You always take it back.
It's okay. But like, I really despise and hate with a passion the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. But like, I don't like at all. SFA, but I hope they lose all the time. But just like, it's not like a hatred.
I think I hate them. I don't hate teams, but I think I hate them.
They don't affect me as much as like if the Cowboys are doing well or the Eagles are doing well. Like I hurt.
Oh yeah, you do. I hurt. I know you do.
If the Eagles or Cowboys are doing well.
Well, you're more into that than
yeah, I definitely.
Went. Yeah, different story.
So yeah, like college basketball is pretty dope this weekend, and Sweet 16 is all set up. It's gonna be in Houston.
Sweet 16.
It's
gonna
be in Houston. That'd be cool.
Oh, that's true.
Actually, you know my daughter was on.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was on that Sweet 16.
Did you give her a good Sweet 16? Did you get a good performer?
I got the dopest performer. You know who the dopest performer is? It's Young Money!
Young Money!
All of them are just
Young
you.
Moolah, baby!
Oh, yeah. Hey, come on now. Bro, we've just said a thousand times.
What is it about smoking joints
the
in
lighter,
the studio,
come
bro?
On, man.
Just,
how
sorry.
Do you just carry one around? Like,
I just, that's just
think
what I
do. You vape by
all
now.
The time,
like, jeez Louise. Give it the times.
Nah, I'm old school. Wheezy F baby, baby.
You spent all those times in jail. All
right, so, yeah, I did some March Madness watching, and then on Sunday, me and the broski had a nice little dog park day. Took the hounds
Yacht
to
bark.
The dog park. And we went to get daiquiris. I've never gotten daiquiris in Houston.
I didn't ask you, actually, about the dog park. Did the dog, our dog, did she get into the water more than she usually does?
Our dog normally does not get into the water, but she'll wade
about,
out.
Yeah, she'll get about right up to her chin into water. And they
enough
have,
to where she can drink. Like,
yeah, they have a good ledge where they don't have to start swimming until maybe... Mm-hmm.
It's like an inclined pool.
Yeah, and she never gets in, and it weirds me out a little because I know she knows how to swim because she's a dog. But she just won't. She's
actually not the best swimmer. I believe you've seen me throw her in the water before, and she just paddles really hard with her front paws and doesn't realize she can kick with the back.
I mean,
she's very good at being stationary and spinning around in circles in the water.
Yeah. But she didn't get any further in?
She did not.
Did she have a good time?
I think so. Good. I mean, she's a dog at a
dog
park.
She do a lot of running?
Probably the greatest. Yeah.
I like when she does a lot of running.
Because then she sleeps.
Makes her tired. Yeah. But, I mean, running is her true joy. She's one of those weird marathon runners.
Yeah,
where
is.
You're like, come on, you really want to run that far?
Come on, just
you
go.
You like that?
Finish
you like
up.
To run
Hurry
5 miles
up,
every single
doing?
Day? I don't get it, but she gets it, so
makes
good
sense.
For her.
That
I'm proud
sense.
Of her.
So we did that when we went to get daiquiris. And like I've known that there are drive-through daiquiri shacks and stuff, but I've never gone to a daiquiri place in Houston. We went to, I think it was the Candy Shack. And there was like an hour-long line.
Take you to the Candy Shack.
Yeah, they put they put little gummy worms and gummy bears and stuff. Ha, that's a fucking multi-million-dollar song right there.
Is he part of your crew?
Young Money!
He's not? And the candy shop? Come
Broke.
On, jeez Louises.
Again, seriously.
Jeez just, Louisiana.
Sorry about that, it's a habit.
Yeah, of course.
Stunting is a habit.
Oh, look at that.
Fuck
look
you,
that.
Lil Wayne. Just chill out.
For real.
So we got daiquiris, and we waited in line for like an hour or a little over that.
Was it a store or was it like a truck?
It was like a store, but they were pretty cool.
Were you outside waiting in
no,
line?
No.
We
oh,
were
that's inside.
Good. For an hour?
But it took a while because there were like two people working the counter, and like you could like try stuff. And
you could tell that probably like the third or fourth person who was going to work there that day called in sick, and then the manager was like, ugh, F it.
Yeah, but it was like a Sunday afternoon, so you wouldn't think that it would take an hour to get a daiquiri.
Any,
I don't know what the daiquiri wait time is.
Anything
but
on the
Sunday
weekends.
Afternoon and, before everybody's
Houston,
going back to work.
Texas
before gonna, everybody's going back to work,
it's
going to
just
though?
Be disastrous. Just disaster.
I just decided that if I ever open up a daiquiri shack, I'm going to call it Zachary's Daiquiris.
Yeah, Zachary's Daiquiris.
So I'm going to have to make a
You'll
friend named
Zachary.
You'll have
to post a bunch of pictures of Zach Morris and like Zach Brown. Yeah, Zach Efron.
Zach Brown.
And Zach Brown. How many? That's all the Zacharys I know. I have a neighbor named Zachary. You could post pictures of him. Mm-hmm. Not post, like on the internet, but like post
right,
on the wall.
Right.
Like literal wall.
There's
wow, that's so Zach. Weird. I guess that's how that happened.
Yep. Zachary's Daiquiris.
That's really precious. I like that. I like to be part of that business.
So I got that. That was pretty dope. And just daiquiri's just full of sugar, so you get that sugar high, and then
oh, man.
I passed out and I was asleep.
You love sugar.
It was pretty great.
But I'm happy you got to indulge.
So that's where I have been. Where yeah. have you been? You went home.
I went home.
To
Grand Prairie, home of the Brave, also, and home of, or I guess home
like
town
Dallas
of
area.
Selena Gomez.
Ooh,
come on
Dallas
about that. If you're a fan of Selena Gomez, she lived on the north side of town. We would have gone to rival high schools, but I don't like her much, so I don't care I'm just kidding. I know every, like, all of her cousins live in my town, and so all of her cousins are always posting on Facebook, right, like, here's my cousin Selena, she came into town, and it's like, oh, great, your cousin's famous.
Nobody even cares.
No one even cares, except I'm really, really jealous.
It's okay, though. You can do that one day.
Yeah, I really want, if I ever got famous, I would choose to wear a shirt that said Grand Prairie's Finest, just so we could have kind of a rival. Because I am Grand Prairie's Finest. She is not.
That would be funny. Yeah. She'd get jealous.
She was on Barney, so like her childhood wasn't spent there, and then she came back for like middle school, yeah, and then she like blew up on the Disney Channel.
She didn't even understand.
That could have been me. She's living my life. So, all right, let's just get over it. I went home to Grand Prairie. I spent time with my mom and my dad and my brother and my sister, and I loved it, and that's all I did. Well, yeah, that's pretty much all I did.
That's all you did?
Yeah. And we have four chickens as well, so I spent
Why don't we talk about fucking chickens?
I spent time with the Helens. We have four.
Not, like, you don't live on a farm.
No, we live in just a regular house.
Just a house.
I mean, we've got a half acre, so we've kind of got a larger backyard. It's not
like
fenced
a house
in at all.
In a neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a house in a neighborhood. It's not fenced in because we love our neighbors.
And you have chickens.
And we have four chickens, and my father is a handyman. And so when they got the four chickens, no, they weren't.
Like your parents, but your parents were given the chickens.
Let's start.
Though, right?
Let's start with this. Yeah, they were given the chickens. We were,
but not. They didn't. They didn't ask.
They didn't
for
ask
chickens.
For chickens. It was my mother's birthday, and our friends, our family friends, they have chickens, and I don't. They got chickens a while ago, and they live in a much smaller lot. Like, think of suburbia, and think of how small those lots are. But like, not fancy. Like, I can't describe it. If you, anyway, it's a smaller suburbia. Like, we have nice houses that are the two-story houses in the nicer neighborhoods. We call those Westchester, but these people live in, like, Trailwood, which are smaller houses, closer together, smaller lots, and a lot of families live in one household. I don't know how to say that without sounding like, you know what I mean.
Super white.
Yeah, but I live in like a older addition, but right next to Trailwood. Anyway, our family friends, they have chickens, and they have a really tiny lot, so I don't know how they have these chickens. But anyway, they gave us four chickens as little chicks, but as a child, we had one. My mom had a friend who had a farm, and she one time gave us a duck egg, and we were able to hatch the duck egg. Did I ever tell you about that? We used to have a duck.
What?
Yeah, we used to have a duck. His name, we didn't know if it was a boy or a girl.
How do you not tell me these things?
So we,
I love ducks.
So we had like a little fish aquarium, and it was a smaller one, and we had a light over it, and we built up blankets, and we covered this little duck egg for a really long time, and we were like, maybe it won't. Because we had a couple duck eggs before. We tried this before, and now we had this one. And I remember it was June 2nd, and it started to hatch. And I was at my friend's house, and my mom called me home, and I was like, not even 12. I was like 7. I was in elementary school. I was really little. And I came home, and the duck started to hatch, and we had to like pry it out of its shell. So we had a duck for a couple months, and then it got really big, and it got really stinky, and we couldn't really take care of it well because it was only by itself, and it was really weird to have a duck. Yeah. Ooh, so cute.
Did he play hockey?
No.
Mightily?
Oh, the mightily. He could have, or she could have. We didn't know if it was a boy or a girl. Anyway, we gave it to a farm. It didn't die. We really literally gave it to a farm.
Sure.
No, we gave it to a farm. Don't crush me.
This never came back from the farm.
So then my
parents... He was on vacation.
They got these chickens, and then my dad is a really good woodworker, and he likes to build things, and he likes to, like, every Christmas he gives us these handmade presents out of old wood from our house or from old furniture or something, like,
yeah, he made coasters out of, like, an arrow from a tree.
Yeah, well, no, we had all these pecan trees in our backyard, and we had to keep cutting them down because they keep rotting out, right? So he keeps the wood, and he makes us the coasters out of that, but the arrow was from our neighbor. He liked to shoot arrows, and we would always get annoyed because there were arrows in our backyard, and he would pick them up, and he made coaster holder out of that. But the coasters are actually from the pecan wood, and then he made, I don't know, he made a lamp out of
bedside table
out of our old stair. Oh my gosh, yeah, he just makes old stuff from old things in our past.
It's always like every year it's cool, like, doing Christmas with you, because I'm like, what did he make?
Yeah,
what did
I
Tim
get
make?
Really excited. So he was in charge of making the chicken coop, and it took him a while because he's kind of a perfectionist. He's slow. He likes to take his time with things. So they lived in a big Tupperware bin for a long time, and then they finally made the coop, and then they just grew into these giant, 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 giant chickens, and we wanted to name them, and I got to name them because that's the thing I have. I used to name, like, inanimate objects when I was a child, and they were like, oh, Emmy, she loves to name things, so I got to name the chickens, but they all look the same, so they're all named Helen.
Didn't you have two hamsters when you were a kid?
Yeah,
and named them both Norm?
Well, I named one Norm, and then, like, I kind of wanted to name the second one Norman, like after, you know, Norm McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, both were Norm, pretty much.
So you're more of a, I'm going to think of one name for this
No,
pet,
these chickens look alike.
Have
you haven't
that.
Seen them. They all look alike. It would be ridiculous to try and name them all different names. But we do have one that's separate now because her name is Fat Helen because she's...
But it's still Helen.
It's still Helen, but she's
now you're
fat.
Just demeaning her.
No, she's a little bit bigger than the rest.
I think that's bullying.
No, she... Mm. Yeah.
I don't know if Peter's going to be happy about that.
We could just call her, like, bigger Helen.
A big-boned Helen, perhaps.
She was the last one to lay eggs, and she's... We
BBW
call her,
Helen.
She's brooding. She just wants... Every time she
lays
an egg...
She's got curves, okay?
Every time she lays an egg, she tries to sit on it and hatch it, but there's no... cock. So so they're not fertilized eggs. So she just sits on this egg that... Hey, come on now.
Come on, buddy. How many... Sorry, this is a good story. I was lighting up listening to that shit.
All right, Lillian. You need to calm down.
I like that you calm Lily.
Well, he needs to be put in his place a little bit. He's just lighting up things in our apartment, and he needs to know...
And marijuana is a gateway drug!
He needs to know who's boss.
There you go.
Fat Helen is the boss of the coop, but...
That sounded like you were doing like a joke from Fixer Upper. I don't know if you guys have known this. We've watched a lot of HGTV lately, and we're really obsessed with Chip and Joe.
Fixer Upper.
On Fixer Upper.
They're from Waco. They went to Baylor. They're Baylor alums.
We just like the couple's jokes.
The couple's
jokes. You know, she's always going to get her way. I don't care. You're the one that's got to ride home with her.
You got to live with her in this house. You got to live with these decisions.
Well, he doesn't want that, but we know who's going to win that argument.
Always the girl.
Yeah, so they have all of those, as you were saying about the chickens.
So yeah, we have Fat Helen, and she tries to sit on her eggs. There's four of them, so we get four eggs, like, generally every 26 hours. They do, like, one a day, but they're kind of on a weird schedule, so it's not, like, four every day. It's just four every 26 hours. And then, so since she was brooding, Fat Helen is the
brooding.
One that sits. Yeah, that's what they call her, brooding. She's a brooding hen.
Brooding.
So my dad had to make a separate kind of... What I like to call the chicken play plan.
That sounds like a good name of a rap song.
Chicken brooding?
Yo, I'm brooding, bitch. I got that bitch brooding.
Touche. So my dad had to build like a chicken rung, which is just a separate little chicken cage that they can go into. They really like grass right now. They're really into grass. So
yeah, they smoking that grass. You guys want some of that grass?
No, come on.
Look,
come
Wayne,
on.
Bro.
We are upstanding citizens.
Bruh. Bruh, not in the studio, man. I mean, I don't care where you do that outside of here, but we've got equipment. We've got hundreds of millions of thousands of dollars of equipment that's put me into debt. And you're trying to smoke all over this shit. You can't do that.
You just can't do that. Not here.
Not to mention, it's a gateway drug.
You're going to rape someone, Lil Wayne.
Oh my God, what did you just say? You heard her. We're not going to. He's going to. I mean, can you rape the willing?
I like to start with dark meat.
Yeah, she does.
What is that music in the background?
Yeah, you know that, Nancy. Bro, cut it out.
Come on.
Come on, bro.
Come on. Come on.
I'm sorry.
My
Nancy
dad
interrupts a lot.
Yeah, this is... These
and
two.
Little
these two.
Lil Wayne, you
At least
know,
we don't
he's
have
just
Jessica.
Fucking...
I mean, she's a mute. She's the worst.
Is she typing this, by the way? We're going to have readers that are asking.
Probably. Because, yeah, every time you call her, right? Oh, yeah, I'm back on it.
You don't hear the typing in cell.
Jessica. Come on, Jess. Jessie.
She's tweeting and tumbling and Pinteresting.
And tumbling, yeah. Stupid tumbling.
As you were saying. I'm sorry.
So, what was I saying? The chicken run. So we have to put out brooding hens into the chicken run and...
Brooding.
The little playpen. And my dad always makes the joke. He put
hey,
on,
can we turn the typewriter down a little
yeah,
bit?
Just a little. Come on, Jessica. Don't be so furious. He made the chicken run on wheels so we can kind of push the run around anywhere in the backyard so they can
wait.
All the grass. Wait, what?
You didn't tell me this part.
Yeah.
Is it like a hamster wheel?
It's
No. You have a chicken hamster wheel?
No. I mean, someone's got to kind of work the wheel. They can't do it themselves. My dad always says he's going to put, like, a leather handle on it so my mom can probably, like, pull the chicken run and go around the neighborhood and, you know, take him on walks and stuff like that. But, yeah, they can't not walk if it's moving. So, yeah, pretty much a hamster wheel.
What?
Yeah. They get tired.
That's like the coolest thing I've ever heard. I want to see this.
They're precious. I love the Helens.
The next time you go home, I'm going with you because I want to just see the chicken. Can we walk them? I will put them on a leash and just walk them.
Yeah, I'd really like to tie them together like they do on Survivor.
On Survivor?
Because technically they're not cage-free chickens. And so we eat cage, no, non-cage-free or whatever it is.
Wait, cage-free eggs? Does that just mean you like have wild chickens?
Yeah,
like,
wild chickens. Our chickens are not technically cage-free even though they're like the most natural thing ever. Like we just put
you
them
get
in
them
coop.
From your own house. You don't have to buy eggs.
No, they're not cage free.
Why do people?
So don't buy. That's a gimmick. Don't buy cage free eggs.
Why do people like some people put eggs in the refrigerator? And stuff. Like most people here do.
In America, I read a headline. I didn't read the article.
A lot of places outside of that. Don't,
I guess.
Though.
I guess you don't have to. I think maybe that's a trick that like the FDA has placed on us about bacteria. You got to keep everything in the fridge. You don't have
that
to keep
sense.
Eggs in the fridge. We do. We keep their eggs in the fridge, but that's probably just because it's been put in our minds that way. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane. I didn't know. I've learned a lot of things today. I didn't know that chickens
brood like
chickens,
that.
I didn't know what brooding was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that chickens can walk around in hamster wheels.
Yeah, sort of.
And
I didn't know that Lil Wayne's name was really Lillian.
Yeah.
Always teach it. Come on, man.
Well, so that's where you've been, huh?
That's where I've been.
And then you got home
at
to me
own.
To hang out and shit.
Yeah.
That's what's
and
up.
And go back to work.
And go back to work. That's probably your favorite part, wasn't it?
No. I hate work.
Well, there's a segment we do called Not Cool.
Yeah.
If you want to think about something perhaps that's happened within the last week, since, I mean, apparently you don't listen to the podcast and you never listen to it.
I didn't know. Like, not cool.
You didn't even know I
like,
had
is that
a
just
podcast.
Like a perfectly reasonable
you just,
complaint.
You think of something that just, you know, like happened in the last week or
where
so.
Where I just said, man, that is not cool.
It's almost like you know exactly what it's about.
Almost. Like
just,
I've
you
heard
know,
the show. It's,
think about
it's
that.
Almost like I've heard it.
Think about that. But, and let me tell you one thing. We had a sponsor at one point called Me Undies. And Me Undies had, they haven't been on the podcast the last couple weeks. They have not. And I was like, oh shit. Because we were maybe giving them a little bit of grief for one time giving us the MeUndies.com. Use the promo code PASS to get 20% off your first order. But, you know, maybe they had listened finally to one of the ads we did and were not happy with it. So they left us and have come back, luckily. So now I'm going to tell you about my pals at MeUndies, because whether you're wearing a suit or sweats, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear. But instead of making a statement like Superman's tights over his clothes every day, your underwear is probably boring. MeUndies is here to change that. Every pair of MeUndies is made from sustainably sourced modal, which is a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. Nothing can describe the fit and feel of MeUndies, but once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. If you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, it's free, no questions asked. MeUndies has dozens of styles and limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear, whether anyone can see them or not. Remember Superman? So they've been hooking me up with the subscription pair, I guess. It's pretty dope. They've been sending me some, and then for Christmas, I got the old Emma, got the old ball and chain, a subscription to MeUndies, and she's digging her MeUndies. Emma, are you loving the undies?
I'm loving MeUndies.
They're your clams not sweating up,
oh
as
God.
Bill Burr would say.
My clam.
Your clams all nice
no.
and dry.
No sweat.
Until I get down there. Shut up. No. Shipping in the U.S. and Canada is free, and you can save up to $8 a pair with MeUndies subscription plan, like I was just telling you about. Get the subscription or a single pair. Get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/podcast. Once again, that's MeUndies.com/podcast to receive 20% off your first order. MeUndies.com /podcast. And I guess I can't talk shit or else they'll stop advertising like they did for 3 weeks.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Well, it's weird because you're home a lot of times and you hear most of it, yeah, I felt like. I mean, but like, you really
to,
just...
To miss all of these people in
good
here? Like,
at tuning me out.
Yeah, just like walk right in and just go to sleep. Just, that's it.
So I told you to kind of think about something that you thought was not cool, perhaps. And this is our segment, Layla.
Yeah.
Not cool, man. Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool.
So, my milkshake brings all the boys. Yeah,
that was let's go. That was, I guess, the musical bed. I guess yeah, that they were using.
Look at that.
Very
that
creative,
very
guys.
Cute,
good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, I give you credit.
No, it's the band, I mean, behind
like
me.
Just,
you know,
they
I don't
sound
do this.
Like you?
I would never. I would never. I told them I was going to go for more of a me vibe.
Yeah. Well, they spot on. Like,
I mean, six of these guys
adorable,
together.
Guys.
It was great.
Way adorable.
To go. Hell
adorable.
Of a job. She's loving it. She's digging it.
I'm digging it.
What do you think,
it.
Weezy? Man, that was some dope shit, bro. Young Money.
Weeze.
So, not cool, like I already told you. And it is anything that's happened within the last week or so where you're just like, dude, that's not cool, man. So I've got a couple, actually.
Oh, you've got a couple.
If you would like.
I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah, you know, I gripe about a few things occasionally.
He's
from
a little
time
grumpy
time.
Cat sometimes.
The first one I'm going to lead off with, and this is a very minimal one, I guess, but it irritates the fuck out of me. And I don't know if you know this because you watch TV that I'm watching a lot of times or it's on in the background.
I do.
ESPN's been in fucking Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know that they're playing a Cuban baseball game in Cuba.
I even knew that.
Because
I even knew that.
Everybody on goddamn ESPN is like, whoa, look at the America in Cuba. We got a president in Cuba
for
the first time since whenever.
Look at the way they live.
It's crazy. This is Cuba, and there used to be communists here. Now it's still kind of communist, but now we're here.
But we can play baseball.
Now let's
play
baseball.
We can play baseball here.
We're going to focus on the baseball and not on anything else. And say, all right. Fuck, I don't care. But, like, they've been in there for, like, a week. And I thought the game was, like, each day that they've been talking about it. But the game was today.
No.
Tuesday when you're listening on a Wednesday, I guess. But I was so sick and tired. And I get you can change the channel if you don't
but
like
it. But no, but think about
so
this. Think about how hard it is to probably program ESPN. Except March Madness is going on right now.
Right.
Yeah, you're
about
right.
That
what's
shit.
Going on? What are you? Yeah, what the heck?
Well, let's watch a preseason baseball game that doesn't matter.
I didn't put money on this baseball game, all right? I put a lot of money on my March Madness bracket. Let's watch that.
Like, just because the president's there, we
cool.
gotta, like, blow
oh,
him
yeah.
and be like, well, now this is such a great deal, blah,
right,
blah, 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 blah,
blah. That's
not very
American of you to just kind of gripe about, but let's just...
Hey,
let's
I'm just an American. I hate communism. We're over there with the communists playing baseball with
you
them.
You should be grateful.
We're playing baseball with the likes of these people.
America's favorite pastime. Favorite pastime is... baseball.
And
even
playing
in
communist country.
Oof. Yikes. Well,
which and I think the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Cuban national team. So
and it's just
if
one
you're
team
saying
it's like, one game?
Yeah.
One game.
If you're saying
not
like,
even a series.
Cuba like Cuba's national sport is baseball and a spring training game, we're kicking your ass. Like fuck
oh,
you,
God,
Cuba.
I guess it isn't even baseball season, is it?
It's about to be baseball
so
season.
Wow. They made a big deal over
I know. It was way too big a deal.
Well, March Madness is going
and
on.
I understand that I could change it.
Yeah.
But I didn't because... And then, like, everybody's
I mean,
trying to, like...
you... Like, that's your channel. Everyone's got kind of, like,
you know
a favorite channel. Like
what else
go-to.
Is annoying? And this kind of is, like, another not cool. Is like, people that aren't Hispanic but try and, like, act like all Hispanic when they speak at times. Like, because everybody in fucking Cuba today was, like, all in the... Te quiero, no mormía. And that's my Ricky Martin.
Yo quiero.
Or Enrique Iglesias. Te quiero, no mormía.
Bailamos. I don't think that's Ricky Martin.
That's but Enrique. It's Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, you're right. Te quiero.
No mormía.
Mamacita?
I don't know.
Man.
But like,
quiero mo te quiero.
Like, you know when you have like the Hispanic reporter or whatever is like,
yeah.
And my name is Cristina.
Yeah.
Molinara.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Ramona.
You talked in perfect English until you got to that. And I mean,
so
that's cool. That's how you say your name, whatever.
Right.
But then, like, when, like, white dudes are trying to be like,
oh, yeah.
Oh look, I'm in El Habana.
Yeah.
I'm like, shut up.
It's
fucking,
Habana to you.
Just say the word.
Habana
say
to
the
you.
Word
Habana
like you were already
you.
Saying. We
like
don't
earlier
think,
today when you were like, I went to Taco Cabana.
I didn't mean to say that. I feel like a jackass. Cabana.
That made me laugh out loud.
I actually call it Taco Cabana.
Taco Cabana.
Cabana.
I went to Taco Cabana.
I'll have the enchilada.
Enchilada.
It's like a slider, right? Vagina.
Like some fajitas. Vagina. Yeah.
So, yeah, ESPN making everything about being in Cuba is fucking dumb to me. It's that's annoying. That's not cool.
It's not dumb.
And
yeah,
then,
not cool.
This has already been a not cool.
Especially when March Madness is on.
This has already been a not cool before. I mean, you never heard it since you don't listen to the podcast,
you're right.
Clearly.
You're right.
But
I think I've experienced it.
It's people, we live in an apartment and we have a washer dryer room. We have five washers, four dryers.
No, I think we have six washers. No, five. You're right.
Five washers, four dryers.
But like the good news about the dryers is you can do two loads in one dryer. But I don't think
two
a lot of
washing
people know
machines
that.
Fit one dryer. Right. Not a lot of people
obviously
know
not.
This. So I go down there. My big thing is, like, my rule is just out of courtesy to other people. Like, you never take up more than half of the machines.
Even if no one is down there.
If it's
even
all yours,
so,
you never take up more than half of the machines, no matter, like, what it is. So you got five washing machines. I mean, you can take three. If you really got to take three, I'm not going to hate on you. But if you take four, fuck you. And really, if there's five, you should probably stick to two. You should probably stick to two. Just to be safe. If you got to take three, I'm on the fence about that. But more than three, fuck you. And then washers. When there's four dryers, excuse me, not washers. When there's four fucking dryers and you take up more than two, fuck you as well. So I go downstairs. I'm washing some clothes. And all of the laundry, all of the washers are full. There's two available. I take my two. And then I go down there and I'm like, I'm going to move stuff to the dryer. All four of the dryers are taken. So I'm just sitting there waiting for whoever it is to come get their shit so I can move my stuff over. And this bitch comes in and, like is staring at all of her stuff.
Bee.
What?
I think I've dealt with the same bee.
Oh, you probably have. Mm-hmm. You probably have. So she's
condescending.
She's very condescending. She was extremely condescending. You can tell this is the same person because I haven't gone over this with you before. So, like, I'm just sitting there on my phone like, all right, I'm going to wait. And, like, honestly, I was kind of just hoping, like, it seemed like they were all around the same time, so it looked like they were all the same persons. And I was like, if you take up all four fucking dryers, and then you're not going to come pick up your clothes when the dryers are done, I'm going to be pissed. And there were about 2 minutes left, and I was like, I can't wait until this dryer's done. I'm going to set all your clothes on the counter. I'm going to use both of those dryers that are available for my shit. And then she comes in, and so she's, like, taking her stuff out of the washing machines. She took three of the washing machines. She's playing by, like, I guess the half. That works. But then she was, like, looking at me like, you need a machine? What are you waiting on?
Well, yeah. You think I just like to stand in this
I know. I was like,
this humid, humid, humid room because there's five washing machines going. You think I just like to stand in here?
I was just hanging out, just busting a chill by myself.
You think I'm just waiting for the Coke machine? Like, come on.
I was like, yeah, I'm waiting for a dryer. All four of them were in use. And she's like, oh, okay. Didn't say anything, went back to like getting her shit out, and then goes over there and was like undoing all of her stuff. She's like, how many dryers do you need? So she has four. She's using all four of them.
Yeah, the way
how
she
many
asked
dryers
it.
Do you need? And I was so close to being like, I was gonna use three of them. I was gonna use three dryers.
I don't know what
bitch.
She
would
have done.
But I was like, at least one. And so she like kind of gave me like a look.
I've done the same thing. Okay. It must be the same lady because some lady's been like, so how many do you need?
But like she was
just
like breaking up
one,
like
just give me one.
She was breaking up like pants were on one, shirts for her
yeah.
husband or
like,
whoever.
Monday
like, guys,
must
we can
be
wash
her
them all together.
Day.
But like just because it's your laundry day doesn't mean nobody else gets
yeah,
a laundry day.
Yeah, she didn't
I'm
send
saying.
Out no memo or anything.
And just fucking split it. Take two. Yeah, it takes a little bit longer to do the laundry, but at least you're not an asshole to everybody else and everybody doesn't hate you and then talk about you on podcasts about it.
Yeah.
So,
in building G, all right?
So she gave me one fucking dryer. She uses the other three. And then she said something else. I can't remember what she said, but it led me to be like, well, you mean usually like I don't – or she was like, sorry about that. I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Usually I don't use more than two dryers just so other people are able to use them if they have to. And she kind of just gave me this really mean look, and I walked off. But I was just kind of like, fuck you.
Yeah, geez.
I had to throw like everything into
we
one.
We don't know about her. Like,
I don't
if everyone
care.
Else in the building knows that like Rosie's day is Monday, then that's fine. But You don't. Like,
there's not. You don't get dibs on washing washing shit.
Unless you've actually dibs them, and you haven't. You didn't come to me and dibs them. It's the worst.
Yeah, that's already been a not cool, but it's my not cool. It's just like, come on, guys. Let's abide by the rules. Just be, the common courtesy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Common courtesy is always a not cool.
What is what's your not cool?
My not cool.
You got one?
Is, yeah, I do. Is everyone knows someone, or everyone's had the experience of someone saying, hey, no offense, but, and then they just say something totally offensive. And even, like, I've had...
Look, I say it with all due respect. Ricky, just because you say that doesn't give you carte blanche to say whatever you want.
And that's funny because that's a movie, but, like, that happens to me in real life all the time.
There's never anything positive that's going to come, like, well, no offense, but you're, like, the greatest at this.
Yeah, sometimes it's, like, constructive criticism, but a lot of the times it's, like, no offense, but, like... fat people should be shamed. And you're like, ha, what? You shouldn't... I don't want to know those thoughts that you have in your mind about that. Or like, no offense, but you saw what she was wearing, right? She should have gotten raped. And it's just like...
Oh my God! What did you just say? Did somebody say rape?
Jeez, I don't mean... the
you
athletic
didn't say
stats.
Athletic stats. She clearly said
the rape.
Rape
stats.
She clearly said rape.
I mean the rape stats. There's nothing
question.
Worse.
Was it sperm?
Well, I mean, you know, not always.
There's nothing worse than Nancy Grace's ass.
You've got a towel with possible ejaculate
that
in
just
it?
She's just rambling. Like, I'm sorry.
Her nice voice is just as worse as her screaming voice, because it's like...
vaginal trauma. Vaginal trauma.
Shh.
That makes
shut
me
up.
Cringe.
Nancy, just cut it out.
I advise you, sir, do no. not tangle with me.
Do not tangle with me. I'll step on your feet.
I'll step on your feet.
That's really not cool when people are just...
step. What?
that's how I imagine she finished that sentence. Is when people say no offense, but then like say something super offensive. That makes me think like that's what you've been thinking about for the past couple of days. And you just thought that my trusting face... People also tell me a lot of things that they shouldn't. Like I'll meet someone and they'll just tell me their life story. Especially like in my job, I meet a lot of new people, like, and then I have to work
meet
with them.
Meet a lot of nude people?
Nude people. And then I have to work with them immediately.
She's actually
so
a,
I'm like, hey,
sculptor.
Put some clothes on and then tell me about your life. But mostly they just tell me about their mm-hmm, life. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you just met me. How can you tell me that? So the way they say, you know what? Fat people shouldn't be shamed. It's like, that's not really cool to say. You shouldn't
say
that out loud.
Cool.
Don't say that out loud. You can think it. Only God can judge me. And that should scare you. Have you ever seen that meme? Everyone's getting those tattoos, but, like, seriously, that should scare
right.
you.
That's funny. You know what's not funny?
What?
Is helping out your favorite podcast. And you can do that by going through the Amazon banner at pastthegravypod.com. Now, Emma, you actually did this
because I
made
that.
You do it.
No.
Which is funny because you act like you have no idea that I had a podcast.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
But I believe I told you, you just think it was some random podcast website.
Yeah, I said, hey, maybe
like,
I could,
what
like,
is this?
You know, I have to order something through Amazon. Maybe I could help someone out by going
like,
through their banner. Who
you know,
should I use?
You could. And I was like, why don't you go to pastthegravypod.com and then just click the Amazon banner on the homepage, and it's just one extra click, and you get right to Amazon, you order your shit, and a little kickback goes to that Past the Gravy podcast that you were just talking about. And you're like, wow, that sounds like quite an interesting podcast. And then you did it, and maybe we're going to get a little kickback.
Yeah,
what did you order?
So.
You ordered some Mexican blankets.
I ordered
blankets.
Some Mexican blankets. I ordered two, and it's like a $30 purchase, so like maybe you'll get a little kickback. Maybe
who
you
knows?
Get like
we'll
a couple
probably
cents,
get like
a nickel.
Like 40,
you know? You
40 probably, cents maybe.
You should probably get a nickel. I'll probably give you a nickel just because.
Hey, appreciate it. Preach. So you go to the Amazon banner, pastthegravypod.com. It takes you one extra click. Doesn't cost you anything more. It just lets them know that you got there through us. They appreciate that. They give us a tiny little kickback. We throw that towards server fees and all that shit because we don't take any money and put it in our pie. We just throw it right back into the podcast because we're about $1 billion in debt because we spent so much money
Jessica.
On this studio.
Oh, yeah.
And Jessica's contract and
yeah,
fucking
Jessica.
Salary is
tricky
ridiculous.
Like
I have no idea. She
there.
Was a hell of
Kick
a typist.
Myself every day.
She was a hell of a typist, but then she sucks dick when she's here and just doesn't type
she just
shit.
She can't like live up to the pressure. Come on, Jessica.
Shh. Stop it. Stop. Enough.
Just go
enough.
Home. Like, make us dinner and go home.
Well, Emma, we finish the podcast usually every week with we have some listeners or readers.
We have listeners?
We do have listeners.
Ah.
We
I know this thing like went on air. Like,
yeah,
in public.
It does.
Wow, look at you.
And they'll write us in with their questions, and a lot of times it's just thoughts they have. There's no such thing as a dumb question, I always say. And you can, if you'd like to participate in the answers segment, just send us your questions to passthegravypod@gmail.com. You can also tweet them to us at passthegravypod or me directly at Alex J. Middleton. You can't tweet Emma because Emma doesn't have a fucking Twitter.
No, I don't. I don't tweet.
She's got no tweets. This segment is called Answers.
Answers.
Just answer the question. Why just answer the question? Be honest. No big deal. Answer the question.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
Two things.
Okay.
That one's not as cute because you're not in that. And two,
I'll tell the team.
Thanks.
Hey, Ladalettes, she's not digging that.
I forgot they're here. Hey, guys, it's not cute.
They're right here. They can hear you.
You should,
they can hear
you
everything.
Probably put him in it because he's the cutest. And two, you can nay nay to every single theme song you have. It all works out.
Well, maybe we'll have to do that in the future.
All right, pop me with the quizzes.
All right, so pop me with the quizzes. What?
Yes.
Our first question is from Drew Probst.
Related to Jeff.
Jeff Probst from Survivor.
That's amazing.
I don't think that's it.
I think it is. Who else has Probst?
I'm sure there's several other
like
people.
Bundt. I'm Jeff Probst. Yeah.
And they just said his last name over and over again, and that was it. That's when I turned it off. Jessica, I don't need to hear from you.
Yeah,
shh,
like words
hush
are coming out of your mouth, actually, and that's not right.
All right. Drew says, smacking a stranger's ass so hard that you break their iPhone. Compliment?
No.
Okay.
Just
hear me out. But it's like, that means I saw your ass from so far away, and I was like...
Okay.
Well, damn!
Think about this. Women. Purses. Not in their back pocket. So you're slapping men's ass.
But some women have their iPhones in their back pocket.
Like I. You do. But only if I'm not carrying my purse. No, slapping that hard hurts.
But if you have your iPhone, you wouldn't feel it.
No, see, I would say the best compliment is the slap and then the little grab, the boop. That makes me know
slap
you care.
And the cup.
And the little cup. The slap cup. The slapping slap. So hard just if makes me think that you're crazy and a little abusive.
Okay.
It's not a good sign. It's not a good sign. That's just what I'm saying. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's
all
my
right.
answer.
All
I
out.
Mean, that's my
answer.
All
yeah. out. I'm going to say it's a compliment.
You think so?
I just think if you've got the...
I remember one time,
hoof.
One time in college, you smacked me in the butt so hard, but you meant it so well, but you hit me so hard, I teared up.
She got that ass.
And I was a little,
she got that
I was
apple
a
bottom.
Little mad at you, so I did not take that as a compliment. I speak from experience.
I didn't break your iPhone, though, and if I had broken the iPhone, I think you would have you would have appreciated the padding that the iPhone provided, and you would have also appreciated the effort that I put into smacking it so hard that it broke the iPhone.
Who pays for the broken iPhone?
Insurance.
Don't have it.
You.
Not a compliment. More of a smack in the ass.
Baby, I'll buy you a new iPhone.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah, baby.
That's what
come
I do.
On. Thank
yeah,
you.
That's, I break bitches' iPhones all the
him.
Time when I smack
his ass.
He's got
me. Yo, come on. Just
come on, bro. Right. Just make it through the rest of the podcast. You can do whatever you want, bro.
You
can do whatever
do
you want.
One. You can't do that.
Calvin Cruz writes in with our
Calvin
next one.
Calvin Cruz.
He's a serial cancers writer.
Cruz. I like that.
And he asks us, if all she does is make sweets, how little do you really think Little Debbie is? Little Debbie, time to tell the truth?
Yeah, right? Because the Keebler elves. She's little.
How does that make any sense?
Like,
Keebler elves are elves.
Yeah,
though.
But they're little and they make sweets and she's little because she's Little Debbie.
But
do
wouldn't
only
she...
little people make little sweets?
I mean, like, what if Little Debbie is really like just a CrossFit, like, you know, she's just obsessed with it. And, like, that's all she wants to do. And all she does outside of making the sweets is just CrossFit and work out.
She just lifts pound cakes.
25-pound cakes.
No, I don't get that. Read it again.
If all she does is make sweets, how little do you really think Little Debbie is?
Oh, okay. So
little Debbie, time to tell the truth?
You're right. She's probably a big girl. She's probably Big Debbie.
I mean,
depends on if she likes sweets. She's probably
I'm not saying she's got to be, but I'm just saying there's a good chance she's been...
At this age, probably diabetic.
She's been around
for
quite a bit.
Yeah, she probably cannot eat the sweets like she could.
She's been around for quite a bit, I'll tell you that.
But also, kind of think about what I was saying about the Keebler elves. Like, if she makes sweets, she's probably actually a little person. Because little people make sweets.
No, I think...
Like Oompa Loompas and...
Right.
Keebler elves.
Well, those are...
Little Debbie. Little Debbie.
Keebler elves have to make it all. Their whole factory...
Or Lil Debbie.
Nah, she did a little Debbie. She's one of them white bitches. You ain't Lil unless you like me, motherfucker. Young
like,
Money!
You like me. That's the nicest way to say that.
Yeah. Young Moolah, baby.
Right. Lil Debbie's probably not very little. She's probably like Big Debbie. Big Deborah is actually.
Big Debs.
Big Debs.
Big Debs.
I'm Big Debs. I drive a Suzuki.
Biggie D.
I drive a green Suzuki.
That's what she sounds Suzuki. Like.
Suzuki? Yeah.
I drive a Isuzu. So Young creepy. Money.
So creepy.
Pass the gravy.
I get it. Young Money.
Pass the gravy.
Infant currency.
Pass the gravy. Wayne, I appreciate the shout out.
You're time just, to come forward, little Debbie.
You're just continuously yelling out the same shit.
Over and over.
Like okay. Yeah, I'm going to say it's time to tell the truth, Little Debbie. I'm going to say she's Big Little
she's
Debbie.
She's probably Big Little Debbie. Poor girl. You know, I didn't even think about that. That's something that doesn't cross your mind when you eat those nice, nice snacks.
Well, yeah. It's a good question from Calv.
Poor girl.
Good old Calvi Cruz.
She's probably got the diabetes, too.
Diabetes. Casey Hargrove writes in with our next question.
I think I know a girl named Casey Musgrove. Wow. No, is that a famous person? Someone
Brett
right
Musburger is a famous person.
That's so far from what I said.
He's the guy that always calls the Rose Bowl.
I don't know the Rose Bowl. Well, that's in Dallas, huh? Or is that in California?
It is in California.
California. The Cotton Bowl. Keep going. What's the question? I mean, the answer. What's the
Casey Casey Hargrove says, what are hot dogs more related to? Tacos or hamburgers?
Tacos.
It's a hell of a question.
I say tacos.
You say tacos.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I get it because it's both. Like,
they're folded up like a taco. They've got meat like a taco. They've got.
But
kind
if you
of
think about
like
it, if you think about it, the way I'm gonna have to disagree with you because I think like a hot dog is more like just a sideways, widened burger.
I don't think that at all. Because wideways?
Take a sideways. Like a hamburger, if you turn it on its side, it's just wider.
But then the bun is also different. It's also connected. It's also made of different meat. Like you could have a hot dog that has no beef in it at all.
But see, I think a tortilla is thinner than a bun. So...
I was thinking crunchy taco because it folds up like
right.
a hot dog bun.
Okay.
And then you can collect all your things
you know,
in there
you gotta
like
point
a bun.
That. I mean, I get either. And I also get the argument like when you're putting all that shit on it, it's like a taco, like you put in mustard or what have you.
All like a taco.
What
and
have
it
you
all
on there.
Falls out. No matter how hard you try, it all falls out the end. Like
still,
a taco.
I mean, you don't have hot dogs and tacos.
No.
You have hot dogs and
no,
hamburgers.
Because that's
which is why
border.
I'm saying I think that they're more related to hamburgers. Because, like, you know, hot dog and hamburgers get together every 4th of July.
All right. So maybe we can
you
just
get with,
say.
You get together with family like, every 4th of July.
A hot dog
and hot dogs and hamburgers get together all that time.
Is the American taco.
But that wasn't a question.
No. So, yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's probably more, if you were going to relate it to the taco, that's how you would relate it. So,
I mean,
if
I'm not saying they're not,
to, like,
they're definitely.
Relation, like, blood relation, yeah, probably closer to the hamburger. Because it's in, like, the same food category,
right.
same American
right.
food.
Exactly.
But eating-wise, I say taco. Actually, I'm going to still stick to taco.
I'm going
to
go hamburger on that
right,
one. We got a hung jury, as they would say. Good question, Casey. I mean, but just...
Casey, boy or girl?
Girl.
Girl?
Girl.
Whoa.
I think... Yeah, it's definitely girl. Because she tweets us sometimes. Okay. And usually girls spell,
shout out to
spell it with a K.
Do they?
And guys, I feel like more so spell it with a C-A-S-E-Y.
Yeah, I know a C-A-S-E-Y. He's
but like
boy.
Girls are C C-A-S-I-E sometimes. I used to know girls. You can also have girls that are C-A-S-E-Y.
Named Casey like that, but every time they did roll, they called her Cassie. So by senior year, she was like, yeah, I'm Cassie. But it was really Casey. She just gave up.
I don't think
she's weak.
Sam Houston State's head coach for football is K.C. Keeler, but it's literally K.C. the letters, so it's an abbreviation.
He's probably like Keith Kurt, you know?
Probably something stupid. But like I think like, I don't I'm not know if Keith. I've met a guy Casey that has had a guy Casey that started his name with a K. I'm not saying it's not possible.
I have not met,
but
them
I just a K-A-S-E-Y. Either. But Casey, I'm positive is a girl.
Yeah.
She's that's a tweeter. She's a tweeter right there. Yeah. I'm going to go with hamburgers on that. And she's going to go with tacos. Hot dogs. Agree to disagree.
I mean, yeah.
Agree to disagree. Roger Muffley writes in. A good old Roger Muffley.
I know him.
Do know him.
He listens to the podcast. I thought he was just a stranger.
The stranger we met and hung out with in a casino.
Clicked with you instantly and knew like all your mannerisms and your jokes. That's crazy.
Yeah, we hung out with him in Lake Charles a while ago. Yeah, he does. He does.
No, we saw him at the dog track, too. Shout out to the dog track.
Yeah.
Not the dog track.
We've always seen Roger at drinking
the horse track.
And gambling functions.
Way to go, Roger. Oh, you're right. You can gamble there. You've got a problem, man.
Two things I know about Roger Muff. He likes to gamble, and boy, can that man drink.
Man, he likes to drink.
He says, which has worse acting, corporate training videos or porn? Now, we were actually watching a commercial today. We were watching Fixer Up with Chip and Joe.
Of course and, we were.
It's just on mute. I didn't even look at it. We were watching a commercial. It was like a real estate company, and I guess it's not really a corporate training video, but I hate those like staged businessy situations. Oh, let's shake hands and immediately walk here. No, you're not going to just shake hands and just have a like, hi, how are you? What's going on? How are you? No, shake hands, walk away.
Yeah, I've seen probably two corporate videos.
Or where they're like, oh, you're reading papers? I can, ooh, that's an interesting paper thing that you're pointing at.
One was from Bath & Body Works, and they always used the same girl, and she was terrible. And they the way they, like, staged, it was really bad acting. So, yeah, I could kind of see that. And they would have, like, a customer walk in, and then the associate would immediately greet them, and it was like, that was the only person in the store. And so they would be able to engage and do all the right things, and it was like, come on, man, you know that's not happening. And then I've seen the safety video for Shell probably four times.
Really?
And that, yeah, the whoever they got to narrate that is awesome. I love that guy's voice, but the camera work is really shoddy, and they filmed it in...
Was it because I was narrating it? I like, welcome to Shell,
yeah, Lillian,
bitches.
Yeah,
this is your boy, Young Money, Lil Wayne. I mean, like, today we're going to learn about gas and shit.
They had a problem with all the lighter sounds because, you know...
No, you can't. It's going to blow shit
up. Us too. Shell was all about safety. So I don't know if I watched the training video so much as I watched the safety video four times. And the narrator's great, but like all the acting is everyone who works in the factory. And it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Pretty bad.
I think that like corporate training videos, I would have to say, are the worst. Like, and I hate, like, you have the guy that's just frustrated, and he's got his hands on his forehead. He's just, like, shaking his head. I can't understand this.
Let's get a little B-roll of a confused man in black and white.
But I would say corporate training videos are probably worse because porn, like, I don't expect a ton of, like, great acting.
Yeah, like, and, like, the better actors they are, like, the more you don't get into
it. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people probably watch it on mute anyways.
Because
they're next to their wives in bed and they have to watch it on their tiny phones.
You think a lot of people jerk off next to their wives in bed?
Oh, yeah. I bet that's a thing. Or...
I have never jerked off next to you in bed.
I'm so proud of you. Me either. Well, I don't really jerk off, so...
Yeah.
But I've never...
I mean, you never double-clicked your mouse next to me?
What do we call
them, diddle? Diddling yourself?
No, that's not... haven't done that.
Well...
So
I mean, I feel like I would just try and wake you up. You'd probably shoot me down because you were asleep. But you know, I'd give it the old college try.
Yeah,
as they say,
originated for us in college because that's where we met.
Because that's where we met, and that's where we did it for the first time.
Not listening, Grandma. Or Alex's grandma or Alex's mother.
Probably not.
Probably not. She always tells me that she can't listen to it. Even though actually I didn't know you had a podcast. So I'd be like, what are you talking about?
You're like, podcast?
What are you talking about? Like, you can't listen to the Rod Ryan
show?
You're
lying.
Yeah. Like, Ken, you're crazy. You're just crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to say corporate training videos has.
Yeah, because it's a lot more talking.
Because, like, they're actually trying to act, and they're sucking at it.
Yeah.
It's
and
just
they,
that bad.
Like, corporate always is like, no, we can't hire actors because we're trying to cut the budgets.
Right. And, like, porn, it's like,
so
you're more fucking
Steve
than acting.
From op-ed to do it, you know?
Yeah. So, the answer, Roger, is corporate training videos, I think. Yeah. It's a unanimous decision.
Unanimous.
Raji Muff.
Just like the OJ trials. Was it? Yeah, I guess it had to be, huh?
Yeah, that's how juries work, I think.
Not always. Sometimes it can be divided, I think, depending on the chase and the chase.
Not an OJ's case.
Not an OJ's case.
Adam Kubert.
Oh, it's four? We're doing four?
It's five.
Five? Ooh, yeah!
Adam Kubert writes in and says, masking tape. What's it trying to hide?
Everything.
Which People is ironic because masking tape is often clear.
No, it's the like that.
But scotch tape is what I'm thinking of, huh?
Yeah, you're thinking masking.
What is masking?
Masking tape's that tan kind that can go on everything,
like
and not
painting
stick
tape.
On a, yeah, sort of, but not blue.
I look it up.
You know how we at my job we do the masking tape when you label things.
Uh-huh.
That's masking
That's
tape.
Masking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what
so
is
like,
it trying to hide?
In football, when you when
yeah
you'd
yeah
the
so
tape
like
and
when
you'd sharpie your name on your helmet.
When like you break a car window, you try and cover it with masking tape and not duct tape because it's not that sticky. Because I mean, masking tape is trying to hide a lot. You could do a lot with masking tape.
I mean,
it's a perfect name for it.
It really is. It does. It seems. I'm not saying it's trying to hide anything, but definitely it seems fishy.
I mean, it could. Like, you just don't know. You gotta like. You got to think about it. Like, what is it hiding?
I mean, I don't know if there's any way we could get to the bottom of it because it depends on each piece
yeah,
of tape.
Plus,
like what?
I mean, it's hiding
who,
something.
Who
so
knows? Like, I don't know if it's so much what it's hiding or like how are we going to start getting to the bottom of these
yeah,
cases? Really?
Yeah.
So, like, I think really if you if you this week come across any sort of masking tape, I want you to peel that fucking tape
I will.
Off.
I will.
And I want you to take a picture of it and tweet it to us at PassGaryPod at Alex J.
Oh, yeah.
Middleton. Let us know. Be like, hey, this is what it's trying to hide.
This is what's happening.
And apparently this was a rip in the piece of paper. And that's
what. Yeah. Or I was labeling something and I covered something.
This is just a wall because
my window broke and I needed to tape it up. Sometimes, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's a little fishy. I mean, a lot of times it's helpful, but sometimes it's probably...
Right.
It's probably hiding something, let's be honest. Lesbians. Hiding lesbians. You don't know. You don't know what
I mean, but you're just kind of, I think you're making generalizations.
All right, I've gone too far.
As the kids would... What are you doing now?
I'm sucking up my words.
That doesn't work. I don't know if you... Nope. I don't know if. Hey, I don't know why the Horton here's a
who
the
oh there it is
oh boy
it's landed.
Well, thanks for filling in for pinch hitting. You literally were just like Chris had to back out at the last minute and. Emma was a real boss.
Yeah.
I was a real boss about it.
Thanks.
I appreciate you filling in. And Lil Wayne's actually written a song about you that he'll play us out with. Follow me on Twitter. I am at Alex J. Middleton. The podcast is at PassGaryPod. Remember that Amazon banner and shit. Emma does not have anything.
I'm on Instagram, though, at Emma Lawler.
At Emma Lawler. Follow her.
Yeah.
She's a babe posting
I
all those
sometimes
booty
post
pics
pictures.
And stuff.
Alex is on those pictures. If you like Alex, go for it.
On those pics?
Oh, I see how this is for me.
See what we do there? All right, guys. Thanks, Emma, for coming on the podcast.
Hey, you're welcome.
We'll talk to you next week. Pass the gravy. Bitches!
the sheet of the tablet in my mind, cause I don't write shit, cause I ain't got time. Cut my seconds, minutes, hours, go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge, pussy popping, tell the coppers, ha ha ha, you can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like over red and vodka. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian bitch with long hair, with coconut every gear, like smoking the thinnest air. I open the Lamborghini, hoping them crackers see me. Like, look at that bastard Weezy. He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a gobbler? Nothing. You ain't scaring nothing on some faggot bullshit. Call him Dennis Rodman. Call me with your own peach. Call me on my sidekick. Never answer when it's private. Damn, I hate a shy bitch. Don't you hate a shy bitch? Yeah, I hate a shy bitch. She ain't shy no more. She changed her name to my bitch. Yeah, nigga, that's my bitch. So when she asks for the money, when you through, don't be surprised, bitch. And it ain't tricking if you got it. But you like a bitch with no ass. You ain't got shit. Motherfucker, I'm ill, not sick. And I'm okay, but my watch sick. Yeah, my drop sick. Yeah, my Glock sick. Am I not thick? I'm it. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. See, they say I'm rapping like Big J and Tupac. Andre 3000, what is Erica Badu at? Who that said they gon' be Lil Wayne? My name ain't Big, but I keep that flame. Like, who that wanna do that? Boy, you knew that you that spoiler. And I be this shit, now you got loose powers. I don't owe you like 2 hours, but I would like for you to pay me by the hour. And I'd rather be pushing flowers than to be in the pen sharing showers. Tony told us this world was ours, and the Bible told us every girl was sour. Don't play in a garden and don't smell her flower. Call me Mr. Carter or Mr. Lawnmower. Boy, I got so many bitches like I'm Mike Lowry. Even Gwen Stefani said she couldn't doubt me. Motherfucker, I say life ain't shit without me. Chrome lips poking out the coop, look like it's pouting. I do what I do and you do what you can do about it. Bitch, I'll turn a crack rock into a mountain. Damn, man, don't you compare me, cause there ain't nobody near me. They don't see me, but they hear me. They don't feel me, but they fear me. I'm ill.